It's Wednesday. I hope you have a lovely day and welcome to today's daily teaching. So following on from Monday's meditation where I wanted you to be protected in a beautiful pink light and to, I suppose, feel yourself in your purest self so that you can go out and live a life that's fulfilled and purposeful and most importantly happy. So if you didn't get a chance or you're a new member, do go back and listen to that. I got some lovely feedback on it, so I'm delighted that it helped those of you who listened to it. So today and tomorrow and Friday I'm going to be doing 3 days of audio teachings around really setting your sights higher. And what I mean by this is to, I suppose, be expecting the best from life as opposed to expecting the worst from life. And I know that you definitely at some point in your life have experienced stress or difficulties, and you may even be going through that at the moment. And when that happens, what can happen is when it builds up over time and different stresses happen over time, it compounds together and we start to experience life in a different way. We experience more negativity, more pain, difficulties, challenges, and maybe even creates a bit of anxiety or panic. Definitely can create fear within us. And then we can start without even knowing and very subtly start to live our life in that frame of mind where we are expecting something bad to crop up or something difficult to happen. And when this occurs, it can actually stall us from having a perspective on life that is more positive, and we can miss the good opportunities that actually come up. So all of us, you know, and myself included in this, have guarantees that stress, difficulty and pain are going to crop up for us again in our lifetime, and it might happen countless times and we never really get time to prepare for these things. But what we can do is that, with that being a guarantee that stress is going to come up, or difficulties or trauma or death or sickness in people's lives and that we may have to deal with or in our own lives, we can know that that's going to happen, but know that we don't know when or how that's going to show up, but that it doesn't mean we should stop focusing on what the good in our life is. And so often we get caught up in the stresses of our own life and even the stresses of other people's lives, and we might take that on board ourselves, that it can actually, I suppose, influence our thought process and influence that perspective that we have. So I suppose when you're younger, if you think about how you looked at your life and how excited you were about things that were going to come up and the opportunities that you were hoping would present themselves, you looked outward with excitement. And I know as we get older and difficulties happen, sometimes that excitement goes, and the day-to-day mundane day-to-day stress and difficulties, and sometimes just being completely exhausted, like from busyness, takes over. And thinking about how great life is doesn't seem to be something that comes up. So, you know, if I asked you to be grateful for your life, I'm sure you would list, you know, 20 or 30 things off to me and would tell me how grateful you are. And I would believe you, because I do believe that most people are grateful for what they have when they sit back. But what the difference between being grateful and experiencing good things and really feeling in the moment with that is, there is a gap between that. So what I'd like to do this week is to get you to focus a little bit more, or to help you get into a mindset of actually expecting the best for your life, setting your sights a little bit higher and recognizing that when you're spending a lot of time in a place of stress or spending your time getting caught up in the mind, thinking about what somebody said, what somebody you think somebody should be doing, what you think you should be doing, or beating yourself up, that all you're doing is going further and further away from what your purpose in life is, further away from enjoying things. So I got thinking about this last week. I had the chance to be away, and it was a great time to get away. And really, when I was away, I switched off from everything. I switched off from work, switched off from family life, and just had a wonderful time. And within 2 days of being back, and this is normal for everyone after holiday, everything's there waiting. And you find, or I found myself in particular, kind of going back into the same headspace. And I often wonder, how do you keep that headspace from a holiday when you come back? I don't know if it's completely possible, because on holidays it isn't realistic to where your actual life is, but it got me thinking about how could I make my life more enjoyable. And it really actually struck me that it starts within the mind. So yes, I want to have time to do certain things and, you know, to bring more enjoyment into my life, which I'm in charge of. But also it's about, well, what do I expect from life? Do I expect more of the same? Do I expect, just because I'm home, oh, it's back to the normal grind of things? So it does start within the mind. So when we want to look out and have a better perspective on things, we have to first look inward, because everything inside, everything that you need actually to have a great life and everything you need to expect more in life actually sits within yourself. And that's the first thing to remember, that you created from yourself, from your emotional space, and more so from your mindset. So I want you just today, and we'll do another teaching on this tomorrow, to think about, what do you expect from life? Are you going through life expecting the worst or mediocre things to happen? Or are you expecting great things and always in a frame of mind where things are going to come up that you think are going to be brilliant? Or are you somewhere in between? Because I suppose, like I said, stress is going to happen and all these difficulties are going to occur. But they're not happening like every single day of every moment of our life. And really good stuff wants to make its way in. And often when we're switched off from good stuff, we will say, God, I just never, everybody else has great luck. I don't have great luck, or I never get opportunities. You're probably having opportunities 20, 30 times during the day and don't see them because your head and your mindset are pivoting towards expecting the worst or being in that more stressful mindset. So it's just important to look at that. Tomorrow we'll look at how to kind of pivot that a little bit and to change that a bit more so that you can experience the best of what you want and to actually start enjoying life. Life is better to be enjoyed and better to be life is meant to be enjoyed, and better things are here, but it's about whether we see that or not. So there's a really good quote that says, you don't get what you want in life, you get what you expect. And I'm a big believer in that. Like, a thought is just a thought. So whatever you believe is what you believe, and what you believe is what happens. So if you believe that you're supposed to have, you know, a really good life and you're deserving of so many good things and really fully believe that and lead your life like that, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get that. And actually, when I was away on holidays, there is a lady that I know, and she would be very much wants to have a really good life and fully expects that for herself and expects that life will be easy in certain ways, through work and through her finances and through her relationship and through just the life that she leads every day. And it really is like that. It doesn't mean she doesn't have any issues or problems, but her perspective is very different. And whether I would agree with some of the things maybe she does or doesn't do, that's not for me to judge. It's, I look at that and I think, okay, she's getting a life based on what her thoughts are. So it's something to look at. We have more control over what we think we have. So I'd like you to think about that today and look at where things are going. And then tomorrow and Friday, we'll do a little bit more around it. Obviously, there are certain things that are without outside our control. But like that, we can't control it. So there's no point putting focus into it. We have to focus on what's good and what we can control within our own life at this time. So I wish you a lovely Wednesday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.